The next midah, ki chafetz chesed hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires chesed. Kfar pirashtum b'mkaymai, the Talmud Devarah says he already explained in another place, sheyesh beheichal yedua malachim memunim lekabel gemilut chasadim. There are specific malachim, specific angels, that are in a certain heichal, a certain chamber of the Rabbein Shalom up in Shemayim, that their job is to receive the Gemilas Chesed Sha'adam Oysa Ba'ilam Hazeh. All the Gemilas Chesed that we do down here goes upstairs to a certain room, and there are specific malachim who watch over that Chesed. Because Midas Hadin Mekatrega Tal Yisrael, when Midas Hadin is Mekatreg, and it accuses Klal Yisrael of doing bad, and it says Klal Yisrael should suffer because of Midas Hadin, because of what they're doing, miyad, immediately, oisam hamalachim, those malachim that are watching the gemilas chasadim, marin hachesed hahu, they show all the gemilas chesed that accumulated over time, v'akadosh baruch hu merachem al yisrael, and the Rabbeinu Shalom at that moment will be merachem hafkini and mercy on klal yisrael, v'pnei shu chafetz b'chesed, because akadosh baruch hu desires chesed. Even though at this point they're chayav, they're guilty, they're supposed to be killed, they're supposed to be hurt. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still have pity on them because he is a chofetz chesed, and Klal Yisrael a goimlei chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on them. Which is unbelievable because it might be old gemilas chesed of Klal Yisrael. It's Gemilas Chesed that's stored away over a long period of time that these malachim are watching. It's not necessarily current. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the Gemilas Chasadim that Klal Yisrael did previously and use it now up against the Midas Hadin for Klal Yisrael who's Chayiv Kliya Chas V'Shalom, then will Chayiv to be destroyed. Rav David Goldberg points out that the Zilmagain and Shir Ashirim explains this as the pshat in what we say in davening. We say in Birchus Krishma, Zayreat Tzedakos u'matzmiach Yishuos. Zayreat Tzedakos, he plants tzedek. That means it's not necessarily chesed that was done now. It's chesed that was done previously. But that will eventually cause matzmiach Yishua, that Yishua will blossom from it, and in the future we'll have Yeshua is because of old chesed that Klal Yisrael did. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chofetz b'chesed. And the time of the Devarah continues. U'kemay shahayi b'zman ha'churban, as it was at the time of the Churban Habayis, shenem el Gavriel, Hashem said to Gavriel, boy, el binas lagalgal, el tachas lakruv, go to a certain place that's under the kruvim, u'mali chofnecha, this is a vision that Yecheskel saw, this is Maisa Merkava. U'mali chofnecha, fill up your hands, gach leyesh, with coals of fire, mi beinais lakruvim uzroig al ha'er, throw it on the city, wipe out Yerushalayim. Ki hu sar hadin v'hagvura, Gavriel is the sar, is the malach that's in charge of judgment and gvura. V'nitla reshus l'kabal koichas hadin. And he has rights to do that. He's in charge of Midas Adin. Beinais legagel mitachas lekruv meyesham izbeach. Dahin din gvuras hamalchus. V'hayahadin mischazek ashebikash lechalis etzakol. And Midas Adin became increasingly strong until he had the right to go ahead and destroy everything. Destroy Yerushalayim, destroy the people, destroy Klal Yisrael. To just uproot everything that there was of Klal Yisrael, the nation is chayiv u'kloya, because Klal Yisrael were deserving of being wiped out. Yet a couple of psukim later, uksiv vayera lakruvim tavnas yad adam tachas kanfeim, a form of a man's hand appeared under the wings of the kruvim. What's that hand? V'hainu shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu laGavriel. So that yad represented the hand of people who do chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, one second. wait with that. And he had him hold those coals for 6 years. And Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael weren't destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but not Klal Yisrael. V'afim hem chayovim nitzoilu, they were still saved. V'hoi lehem sheris. V'atam, why is that? V'pnei midazu, ki chofetz chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires chesed. And therefore, not only when it's equal, in other words, we understand sometimes there's a scale and we have an equal amount of aveiros and mitzvahs, we need something to tip the scale. It would seem even where it's not equal, where the Midas HaDin has a right to say, look, they're chayav to be destroyed. They deserve to be killed. Yet Midas HaChesed can flip it the other way and say, Klal Yisrael, v'mashi Yisrael goyim lechesed, for oisai tzad maske lehem im heyoy she'enem k'sher mitzadacha. Even though really, in other aspects, not in chesed, they're not tzedek, they're not correct, they're not ksherim, and they deserve to be killed? No. Midas HaChesed will overpower, and the Rabbein Shalom will follow the fact that Klal Yisrael does chesed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chofet, the chesed. And we'll continue with Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, how he continues with how we have to emulate the Rabbein Shalom in that midah.